Yesterday, it was a record-setting rally on Wall Street. Today, not so much. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 5th day of November, Election Day here in the United States, and thanks for being with us. We've got a trade deficit story for you. Speaking of trade, Costco is out with holiday specials already. Speaking of the holidays, a big busy day is already in the future for UPS. Samsung made news today, but it's not so good. The internet is becoming less free, or so it would seem. Those stories and more, along with a conversation with Tracy Pearson from Tarot International on communication tips. Stay with us. The business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Tarot International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the business news headlines. Like we said earlier, today is Election Day. You've still got time to get out there and vote. When you vote, you can complain, right? You don't vote? Maybe not so much. Well, stocks slowed today as investors cast a wary eye on the U.S.-China trade situation. But by later in the afternoon, investors seemed to catch wind. So what's going on? Well, China is pushing President Donald Trump to remove more tariffs on about $125 billion worth of Chinese goods imposed in September as part of the Phase 1 trade deal. That is according to reports from the South China Morning Sun. And it went on to say, quote, firmer commitments on lifting tariffs are needed for China to pay a visit to the United States, end quote. The two sides are in the process of picking a new location for the deal signing after the original meeting in mid-November was canceled due to unrelated reasons. Speaking of trade, according to the Commerce Department, the U.S. trade deficit fell in September to the lowest level in 5 months as imports dropped more sharply than exports and America ran a rare surplus in petroleum. The gap between what America buys from abroad and what it sells shrank by 4.7% to $52.5 billion. That was down from the August deficit of $55 billion and was the smallest imbalance since April. The politically sensitive deficit with China edged down by 0.6% to $31.6 billion. The September trade report showed that the U.S. ran the first surplus in petroleum in more than four decades. That's according to government records that go back to 1978. Why? Well, new ways of getting oil out of the ground. Now, in addition to sparring with China, President Trump has imposed import taxes on foreign steel and aluminum and is threatening to tax imported automobiles as well. Trump views America's persistent trade deficits as a sign of economic weakness and the result of unfair trade agreements, which he says have resulted in the loss of millions of American manufacturing jobs. However, Main Street economists say the trade gap is the product of economic forces that, well, that don't respond much to changes in trade policy. What are those things? Well, how about a strong dollar, which makes U.S. goods more expensive on overseas markets, and the fact that Americans consume more than they produce, and they fill the gap with imports. You know, if you just can't wait, Costco has released some of their holiday specials. Yeah, already, I know, right? What's on sale? Well, the notice says some of its Black Friday doorbusters with deals on televisions, electronics, gaming systems, jewelry, food, and more. Costco is holding its sale in five windows, with some deals set to begin 3 weeks ahead of Thanksgiving and others to continue through Cyber Monday. Now, the first wave hits this Thursday and runs through November 21st. The next begins the week of Thanksgiving and continues through December 2nd, and then there are additional deals for Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. Many of the deals are featured in-store and online, but there are several online-only offers, including, get this, a 70-inch Vizio 4K television for $500 $99.99. See what you learn here? Speaking of the holidays, CNN is reporting that UPS expects e-commerce shoppers to purchase and return more merchandise than ever this holiday season. The company released projected traffic figures, estimating it will handle more than 1 million return packages per day in December. That's a record pace that it expects will continue into the new year. In a press release, UPS said the anticipated spike in returns is primarily being fueled by an increased use of e-commerce sites like Amazon, which makes it easier for customers to receive and send back packages without ever leaving home. Marketing and ad campaigns urging shoppers to buy gifts early, like our story that we just had about Costco, are also expected to cause an even greater spike in December returns than in previous record-setting years. November and December holiday retail sales are expected to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% from the same period last year. By the week before Christmas, UPS forecasts it will deal with 1.6 million returns each day. Return season is expected to peak again on January 2nd, known in the retail industry as National Returns Day. Samsung Electronics said today it will shut down a CPU research division at one of its U.S. facilities. That's a move that analysts said dimmed prospects for the tech giant's branded mobile chips. Now, the chips are considered a hallmark of the South Korean firm's attempts to reduce its reliance on memory chips and increase sales of logic chips that are used to power mobile devices and autonomous vehicles. But the proprietary chips, which are found in Samsung's flagship Galaxy series smartphones and compete against Qualcomm Marquee's mobile processors, well, they've struggled to find external customers. The decision to shut down the division, which will make some 300 jobs redundant, point to challenges Samsung faces in promoting their branded chip. Well, according to the bipartisan think tank Freedom House, free speech and privacy on the internet declined globally for the ninth consecutive year. The report's authors cite two main reasons for the decline: increased online election interference by government and civilian actors alike, and increased government surveillance, both of which are spreading to online social media platforms. These are topics that continue to dominate the news cycle, whether it's Facebook ad policy that allows politicians to spread lies, or Amazon's growing relationships with police departments that use its Ring smart doorbells and associated social media products to surveil communities. Freedom House recommends increased transparency and oversight of these platforms in order to stop the situation from getting worse. While the internet in the United States is relatively free, it doesn't have state censorship, for example, it was dinged in the report for the spread of disinformation surrounding the 2018 midterm elections and congressional confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as well as for law enforcement and immigration agencies' increased surveillance of social media. While the Trump administration mulls a ban on fruit-flavored e-cigarettes, teenagers are learning to like mint and menthol. So, why does that matter? Well, it matters because the White House is weighing the ban in order to stem a surge in teen vaping e-cigarette makers. Meanwhile, including Juul, have pushed to keep mint and menthol available for adults quitting traditional cigarettes. But the new FDA study shows that 57% of high schoolers prefer mint and menthol now, while 66% would choose fruit. And that's almost three-quarters of the students who are estimated to be vaping. Just an aside, do you get this vaping thing? Me either. Hey, coming up next, Tracy Pearson is a tarot trainer. We'll share thoughts about effective communication, something that everyone might want to know more about, and we'll riff a little bit about our hometown of Detroit. Stay with us. Tracy Pearson, coming up next.